Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
SAP implementations are notorious for failing at a high rate, but what are those biggest SAP failures of all time and what can we learn from them? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital and transformation journeys. And SAP implementations can be tricky. They're very challenging. It's a robust and complicated software. It's usually larger and more complicated organizations that are implementing SAP, and so therefore they have a higher failure rate than many other ERP systems in the marketplace. Oftentimes our clients hire us to do project recoveries for SAP implementations that have failed, so we'll help get those projects back on track. And in some extreme cases, the projects have failed so badly that there is expert witness work for us to do to help support a lawsuit. So in other words, attorneys will hire us to come provide an expert opinion on why the project failed and what some of the lessons were from that failure. And so what I want to do today is talk about what are some of those common threads and patterns we see with these top 10 failures, as well as talk about why these are the 10 biggest SAP failures of all time. And more importantly, stay tuned to the end of the video because I'm going to give you a few tips on how to avoid some of the common challenges that these 10 organizations made as part of their SAP implementations. In 2013, the large retailer Target decided that they were going to expand into Canada. And as a new entity, a new organization within this new country, the idea was that they would stand up new systems to support the supply chain and the overall retail operations for Target in Canada in this new market. So the understandable assumption was that this would be an easy implementation because there was no legacy system to replace. They were starting from scratch. They could define their new processes in a way that fit their business. But that's not how things went. It didn't go well at all. What ended up happening is that even though they had no data to convert, they still had to create some master data and other data elements to stand up the system. And as part of that implementation, only 30% of the data, and that's 30% of the data was entered accurately. So they were starting from the beginning with bad data from a fresh implementation. Now this data inaccuracy wasn't just an inconvenience, it also caused the supply chain to collapse. They had the wrong information about the wrong inventory levels, about the wrong materials and products that they needed to buy, and that created a number of issues throughout the supply chain, and their supply chain was highly ineffective at its launch. And so the SAP implementation did not go well. It wasn't stood up in a way that supported the business, and ultimately it failed, and it had to be cleaned up, and that cost the company a lot of time and money in the long run. Anytime you get sued by your shareholders for a failed SAP implementation, you know you're doing something wrong. And that's exactly what happened with Revlon when they tried to implement SAP. Now, at the time Revlon tried to implement SAP in around 2016, they had just acquired a company called Elizabeth Arden, which was a competitor and was a product that got rolled into the portfolio of Revlon products and business units. At the time, Revlon was using a legacy system from Microsoft Dynamics AX. And Elizabeth Arden was using Oracle Financials. And the idea was that they were going to replace both those systems with SAP as part of the SAP implementation. And so at the same time, they were trying to integrate the operations of these two businesses. They were also trying to implement a new technology. Long story short, it didn't go well. They started with a pilot at a manufacturing plant in North Carolina in the United States, and that implementation and that rollout failed miserably to the extent that they couldn't ship product from that manufacturing plant. And they lost millions of dollars of sales as a result of that outage and that disruption to their manufacturing operations. And this was just the first location of many that was meant to go live at some point throughout the SAP implementation, but they pulled the plug on the project and regrouped after that failure in North Carolina. Now this resulted not only in lost customer orders, but it also resulted in extremely high costs from expediting shipments because they didn't have the right inventory at the right place when the customers needed it. So their cost structure went up considerably, and at the end of the day, shareholders sued Revlon as a result of this failed implementation, and that's enough to land Revlon at number 9 on our list of top 10 SAP failures. Woolworths Australia is number 8 on our list of top 10 failures, And the reason for that is that they tried to upgrade their legacy product that they've been using for about 30 years. It was a homegrown system. They tried to upgrade it to SAP, and it didn't go well. During the 6 years that Woolworths attempted to implement SAP at their Australian business unit, they experienced a high amount of turnover among executive staff and project team members, and that resulted in a lot of lost tribal knowledge along the way, and that contributed to a lot of the challenges that the organization faced. In addition, at the time that the organization went live, they weren't able to create a P&L or profit and loss reports for the individual stores throughout the country. That created a lot of visibility and management issues because they had no idea how much money they were making or what their profitability of the organization was, which is risky for any organization. And one of the root causes that the company identified, in addition to the loss of knowledge and talent during the implementation, was the fact that they didn't properly document and understand what their business processes were going to be in that future state. So that was one of the lessons they took away, is they didn't define their future state ahead of time. So they ended up spending the actual implementation itself trying to figure out what they wanted to be when they grow up. And that is what created a lot of the challenges along the way. So all this is enough to land Woolworths at number 8 on our list of SAP failures. Coming in at number 7 on our list is a US-based utility called National Grid. National Grid is a large utility based in the northeastern United States. They went through a 3-year implementation that went tens of millions of dollars over budget, but that's not the biggest of the problems. First of all, when they went live with SAP, they weren't able to pay their employees the proper amounts. They overpaid thousands of employees, they underpaid another few thousand employees, and it created a lot of disruption and chaos, as you can imagine, within the organization. So they couldn't do something basic like run payroll successfully in the new SAP environment. In addition, they had over 15,000 vendor invoices that they couldn't pay, creating some credit issues and credibility issues with their suppliers. And they also couldn't do the financial reporting they needed just to keep their line of credit and their financial instruments in place with their banks. So they ended up losing some of the liquidity that they were relying on as a result of the fact that they couldn't provide accurate financial reports to the banks. Now, to add insult to injury, or maybe you could consider this a self-inflicted wound, National Grid decided to go live a week after Hurricane Sandy hit a large portion of their customer base in the northeastern United States. And for those of us that live in the United States, we remember that that was a massive storm that created a lot of collateral damage. A lot of people were without power for a long time. Not at all an ideal time to go live with a new ERP system. Now, the key thing is that National Grid knew that the hurricane had happened, and they still decided to go forward with their implementation just several days after the hurricane hit. So not only were they dealing with a failed SAP implementation, but they were also dealing with outages and sort of once in a century sort of issues and maintenance and repair and outage issues that utilities sometimes face. At the end of all this, National Grid sued their system integrator for $75 million, and they were awarded a large share of that as a result. So all of this is enough to land National Grid at number 7 on our list of top 10 SAP failures.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
In 2014, MillerCoors was running 7 different instances of different SAP products throughout the organization, and they decided that they were going to move to a single instance of SAP as part of their SAP rollout that same year. They hired the system integrator HCL to manage the implementation, and it did not go well. What ended up happening during the implementation was they had thousands of open items that they had to address at the time of go-live and throughout hypercare, post-go-live hypercare of the implementation. And many of those defects were critical. There were things that were absolutely critical to ensure that the operations could continue to run, but yet they still went live anyway. As a result of this failure, MillerCoors sued HCL for $100 million. big sum of money, but that's not the end of it. HCL also countersued MillerCoors, saying that there was management dysfunction, and that was the real reason why the project failed. A lot of finger-pointing to go around. I don't know who was really at fault. It was probably a combination of both parties. But the fact of the matter is that there were bad decisions made as part of this project, both in terms of the way the project was planned, the way risks were mitigated, the way issues were worked through, and ultimately, if what HCL is saying is true, some of that management dysfunction may have undermined the overall transformation as well. So this is a good reminder of the many things that can go wrong during an implementation and the things you need to be prepared to plan for and mitigate as part of the transformation. So all of this is enough to land MillerCoors as number 6 on our list of top 10 SAP failures. Coming in at number 5 on our list is a European company called LeasePlan, and that's a vehicle rental company based in Europe. And they actually had just rolled out SAP at their Australian business unit and decided to roll out SAP to the rest of the organization, and that didn't go well. The product from SAP was called a core leasing system, which is an industry-specific variation of the SAP product. They tried to roll it out to the rest of the organization, and they experienced a number of challenges along the way. Despite investing 92 million euros in their implementation, the project ended up delivering what they considered a product that was not fit for purpose in the environment that they were operating in. What they also stated was that the monolithic nature of SAP didn't support their business model and the need for flexibility in the changing world and the competitive environment that they were operating in, and they ended up scrapping the product. Of that 92 million euro investment, only 14 million euro was ever fully salvaged, and that 14 million was related to some of the custom development and custom applications that were developed as part of this overall transformation. The company lost millions of dollars in restructuring and consulting fees to try and clean up the mess, and ultimately they ended up opting for a best-of-breed solution to replace that attempted SAP implementation. So all of this is enough to land LeasePlan at number 5 on our list of top 10 failures. Now, you may have heard of the Hershey failure that happened over 20 years ago, back in 1999. In that year, the company tried to implement SAP, and they decided to go live right in the middle of Halloween season, which is a peak time to be selling chocolate, and not at all an ideal time to go live with a new ERP system. Now, part of the transformation involved implementing SAP, as well as a CRM system called Siebel, which is now owned by Oracle, and also a supply chain system called Manugistics. So it wasn't just SAP they were trying to roll out, to be fair. They were also implementing other solutions to augment SAP. But at the end of the day, the implementation did not go well, and they lost over 100 million in lost sales as a result of the implementation. Hardly the ROI that most organizations are looking for when they invest in SAP or any other sort of technology. As a result of this $100 million hit they took in their sales, their stock dropped by 8%. And this implementation is actually often studied and often considered one of the biggest ERP failures in general of all time, not just SAP failures, but ERP failures in general. So all of this is enough to land Hershey's at number 4 on our list of top 10 SAP failures. In the early 2000s, Hewlett-Packard, the technology giant, tried to implement SAP to consolidate its many ERP systems throughout North America. And what they found was that this SAP implementation was not nearly as easy as they thought, and they certainly weren't expecting the perfect storm of problems to hit their project as it did in this case. What ended up happening as a result of their botched implementation is that they lost $160 million in lost sales and contract backlog as a result of not having the visibility and the processes and the workflows to support that backlog. And again, that's a very costly hit to an already struggling implementation. And when management talked about the failure and what caused the failure, what contributed to it, they alluded to the fact that it was a perfect storm of events. It wasn't any one thing that went wrong. It was a lot of different things that went wrong. And that's typically what we see in SAP implementations, is that it's usually not one thing that causes the failure. It's usually a lot of bad decisions, a lot of risks that aren't properly mitigated that ultimately lead up to a failure in the longer term. So that's one of the lessons from HP, is to make sure that you're addressing this perfect storm of stuff, which every organization faces during its implementation, some more than others, but every organization faces a number of risks. So you need to be able to navigate that storm and mitigate those risks. And that's something that HP did not do well. And for that reason, HP landed at number 3 on our top 10 list. Coming in at number 2 is the German retailer Lidl. And Lidl is a supermarket that has over 10,000 locations throughout Germany, Europe, and North America as well. And in 2011, Lidl tried to start implementing SAP, or they did start implementing SAP, but by 2018, they had spent over €500,000 on the implementation and ultimately pulled the plug. One of the biggest challenges that Lidl faced during the implementation is that they couldn't reconcile the way SAP worked with the way they did business. And one example they gave was the fact that SAP values inventory at the time. SAP would value inventory based on the cost of the inventory, whereas Lidl wanted to value the inventory based on the retail price of the inventory. And so that reconciliation wasn't able to happen. Lidl wasn't able to change their way of operating. They weren't able to change SAP to fit their way of operating, and that created a number of challenges. And this is just one example that they cited as why the project failed. There was also quite a bit of turnover at the executive ranks and a lot of finger pointing with their consultancy that contributed to the challenges as well. So this highly customized environment for a very complex organization trying to deploy a rigid software that couldn't be accommodating to the way Lidl needed to operate, and the fact that Lidl couldn't change their business to fit the software, created a number of challenges that really snowballed out of control, and that's enough to land Lidl at number 2 on our list of top 10 SAP failures. Coming in at number 1 is Waste Management. And Waste Management is a garbage disposal company based in North America. They have dozens of locations, billions of dollars in revenue. They tried to implement SAP. Over the course of 18 months, it didn't go well. Long story short, they tried to implement the product at a number of different locations, beginning with a pilot location. It took them years just to get to that pilot go live, and that pilot go live did not go well. They pulled the plug, ended up suing SAP as a result. Now, there's two sides to every story. In this case, Waste Management says that they were part of a fraudulent sales scheme on the side of SAP, whereas SAP turned the tables and pointed the finger at Waste Management, saying that they didn't make key business decisions and define requirements in a timely manner, and they also didn't provide the right knowledgeable resources to support the project. So clearly blame being assessed on both sides, but enough to create challenges with the implementation. And ultimately, Waste Management sued SAP for over $1 billion in damages. And from their financial records, they showed that they had realized gains of $77 million as a result of their settlement with SAP. So the good news is they were able to recover some money. The bad news is they spent a lot more money than they were able to recover. It disrupted their operations. It gave them a black eye in terms of their overall SAP implementation. And all of that is enough to land Waste Management at number 1 on our list of top 10 SAP failures of all time. So I know this top 10 list provides a dire picture of what SAP implementations look like or what they can look like. There's also a number of failures we did not include here. There's companies such as Haribo and Shane Company and a bunch of other large, high-profile organizations that were not included in our top 10 list but arguably could have been included. Now, the good news is SAP failures are not inevitable. There's some common patterns you see with these failures and other failures that we haven't talked about here today that you can take some lessons from and ensure that your SAP implementation is ultimately more successful. First of all, you can start with realistic expectations. A lot of these organizations that failed began with unrealistic expectations, which led to a lot of bad decisions because they never had a realistic time or budget or resource plan, and therefore they ended up cutting scope or cutting critical activities such as change management to ensure they were successful. Next, you want to make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure that if you're implementing SAP or any other product for that matter, that SAP can do what you need it to do. Don't just assume because it's SAP, it's going to be able to do everything you could possibly need it to do. Every ERP system has gaps in its capabilities, and some systems have more significant gaps in their capabilities. So make sure that you do a robust and agnostic assessment of the potential technologies, whether it's SAP or any other product. Thirdly, you want to really mitigate the risk of operational disruption. When you listen to this top 10 list, you heard me talk about a lot of the operational disruption, lost sales, employee turnover, a lot of the impacts that these implementations had in a negative way on the overall operation. So make sure that you're mitigating risk, that you assess and quantify the cost of those potential risks, and that you're planning to not just minimize cost for the implementation, but you're considering the cost of operational disruption and finding that right balance to ensure that you're successful. And then finally, know what you are and what you're not getting with new technology. Understand what you need to do to augment that technology to make it successful. What are the operational improvements you need to make? What kind of organizational change strategies will affect it? What other third-party bolt-ons might you need to fill in some of the gaps or fill in some of the voids than any ERP system like SAP has. Those are all critical things you can do to avoid failure. And for more best practices on ERP and SAP implementations in general, I encourage you to download two different white papers I've included links to below. One is our annual digital transformation report, which provides a number of best practices and lessons learned for ERP implementations in general. But there's also the guide to a successful SAP implementation. I've included a link to that as well. That's specific to SAP implementations and some of the best practices that we see with our clients using SAP and the ones that are most successful in their transformations. So I encourage you to download those two white papers as well as others I've included links to below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.